Jonathan Gull on ABC Radio Canberra.
Now, speaking about small things, the honeybee has been honoured with the release of a new $2 coin. Despite being an imported species, the honeybee plays a big part in the country's agricultural success by pollinating crops. Plus, honey is pretty delicious, I think we can all agree. This year marks the bicentenary of Australia's honeybee industry, and the coin commemorates both the remarkable creatures and beekeepers as well. Lee Gordon is the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint and joins me now to talk about the new coin. Lee, good afternoon.
G'day, Jono. Great to talk to you.
Lee, how far in advance do you plan these new coins? Like, how long has this been in the works for?
Well, this coin's been in the works for about 14 months. It's actually the first coin. I've been at the Mint myself about 14 months, and it was the first, I guess, light bulb moment that went off in the coin design team when I first arrived. So it's a coin that I've been watching with a bit of interest across its life, and yes, it's great to see it released today to commemorate the bicentenary.
Are you going to make sure you get your hands on at least one and keep it in a safe place to remember this period?
Well, I did walk into the shop this morning and get one after the queue of people we had waiting at opening time had dissipated. But yes, I've managed to grab myself a coin and maybe one or two for my friends.
So talk us through the process that goes into first choosing and then designing one of these coins, because there are so many different aspects or areas that could be honoured on currency. It's a pretty big deal to put something on our currency. So how many hurdles does something have to clear to get to this point?
Well, certainly we've got a role at the Mint here to help tell the stories of Australia through coins. So we're always on the lookout for significant events, anniversaries and organisations that we can commemorate through coins. We've got a product development team here at the Mint that's putting their thinking caps on all the time, but we also get suggestions from the public. And in the coin that we have here, we worked with the Australian Honeybee Industry Council to effectively develop the concept, to capture the essence of what they thought was important in the coin, and then go through the process of actually designing something that looks beautiful, that we can manufacture here, that would attract people's attention and is of interest, and then go through the manufacturing process to deliver that coin. The coin that we have, I think, is a particularly beautiful coin. It's got a couple of the honeybees on the coin. It's got Australian flowers and trees around the edges, and it's got a really rich sort of honey-like coloured honeycomb in the centre. It really is a very attractive coin. But of course, this coin is an uncirculated coin. It's not one that you will find in your change. It's aimed at the collectible market, and hopefully it'll strike a chord, particularly with those that have an interest in the honey industry. And it's a significant industry in Australia. You know, there's about 20,000 beekeepers, somewhere of the order of 640,000 hives, and they make about 30,000 tons of honey each year. So it's quite a big industry, and that honey goes all over the world. So it's good to commemorate something like this.
Absolutely, and you touched on it before, but is the aim ultimately of the Mint to be able to take all of these various commemorative pieces of currency, coins and what have you, and if you were to lay them out and look at them as a collective, it would be able to tell the story of Australia as much as it can?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got some guidelines about what we do put onto coins. Some recent really successful coins that we've had have been around the history of steam engines in Australia. We had a great coin last year that recognised the 50th anniversary of the Tamworth Country Music Festival. We obviously have honoured, you know, our first responders and our frontline workers through recent coins. Mm. And I think it is, you know, it's that a way that the currency is a way of us helping tell the stories of Australia and capturing that essence. And we take that role really seriously here at the Mint.
And you did touch on it before, but releasing a new coin, is that a pretty big highlight of your job? And is there a bit of I'm about to utter an awful pun. Is there a bit of a buzz around the Mint when a new coin is released?
There was certainly a buzz this morning. There certainly is. We've got, you know, the It's of the order of one in four Australians would certainly call themselves a coin collector. A lot of them, you know, just grab what they see in their change. But certainly a number of people go out their way to collect a particular theme or a particular type of coin. And so, as I said this morning, we had people lined up outside the shop to buy the coin, outside the mint. On our online presence, I think we had 5,000 or 7,000 people waiting to get on electronically and buy the coin. So it is a they are big days for us, coin release days here at the Mint. And I guess it makes the people that we have working here, you know, the passionate designers, the marketing people in manufacturing, it really gives them, I guess, a bit of a buzz in return that they can do something that's, you know, appreciated by the Australian public.
And it absolutely is, clearly, from the amount of interest that you've had. Lee Gordon, thanks for coming along and giving us a bit of an insight of what it takes to get a coin to this point and the excitement surrounding it. It's very much appreciated, so thank you.
My pleasure, Jono. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Lee. That's Lee Gordon. He's the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, speaking about the release of a new $2 coin honouring the honeybee and the beekeeping industry as well. So very exciting.
Jonathan Gould on ABC Radio Canberra.